intention to call Ivan Fyodorovich my client's brother next, but I've been informed he is indisposed. Very ill, in fact.
What's wrong with Ivan? Alyosha!
I would be very happy to give my evidence next.
It's the doctor, is it? Buffoon.
Number of symptoms that allow one to reach the ineluctable conclusion that Dmitri Fyodorovich performed the actions on the night in question in a state of separation from his moral being. He has no recollection of the events because he, the conscious man, was not there.
Are you saying he was possessed?
On the contrary, dispossessed.
See, Judge, it's nonsense. Nonsense. I am not a golem, sir. I am a man, like you are. Go back to Moscow. Go back to Berlin.
Of course, initially, the patient always rejects the diagnosis.
He's not the only one.
Lunch, I think.
You must answer the question.
He told me. I knew he was very angry with Father. He had reason to be, good reason.
And he threatened to kill your father, yes? You must answer me.
He didn't mean it.
But you admit he said it.
Well, he was provoked, very provoked.
And at the time he said it, did you think he was bluffing or joking, or did you think he meant it?
I think he believed he meant it. And perhaps I did as well, at the time.
You thought him capable of murdering his father, your father?
Yes. But he didn't do it, I know that.
You know that? How?
Because I know who did kill my father. It was our house servant, Smerdyakov.
I see.
It is the truth.
It's easy for men of our class to accuse the servants of all kinds of misdemeanors, but this is murder. We must have proof. What is your proof, Alexei Fyodorovich?
I'm afraid I have no proof. None that a court of law would accept.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Karamazov. Your loyalty to your brother does you credit.
Judge, you must believe me. I swear to this before God.
Alyosha, you are a saint. I am a sinner. Don't be upset. No one can save me. Who would want to? Send me to Siberia. This is...
They can't shut old Meteor up, can they?
I heard that Smerdyakov cut his throat and wrote out his confession in his own blood.
Well, maybe he had help cutting it.
Yeah, maybe.
Those Karamazovs, they're capable of anything.
Hey, but, that's the beauty, the fiancé.
I considered the 3,000 roubles I gave to Dmitri Fyodorovich to be a loan.
No, you gave him the money to send to your sister. He stole it. You've said this yourself in public, in front of witnesses on many occasions.
It was a loan, and one that I'm certain Dmitri would have repaid. And if he had not, it is no one's business how matters of that kind stand between me and my husband.
Your husband?
I am vowed to him. We are married in the eyes of God. I will say now as well that never, never once in my presence did he threaten to harm his father in any way, despite his father's terrible treatment of him.
Thank you, madam.
Perhaps this court will hear things about my fiancé, my husband, private matters involving people, females. Let me make clear now before the court that I, of course, and absolutely forgive and will forever forgive him. I forgive him for his indiscretions. Oh. Yes, I do. I am not ashamed. I am your wife. If your honour would call for a priest, I would marry him now. Knowing all I know, knowing everything, he is innocent of the crime of murder, and I will prove it with my own body. Would I offer my hand to a killer?
For the love of God, will you be quiet?
Yes. Yes, I will. Thank you. I have spoken.
What kind of a question is that?
I'm merely asking if you're dressed in black, very fetchingly in black, because you're mourning the death of your patron, Fyodor Karamazov.
He was not my patron, whatever that means. And no, I am not in mourning for him.
He was not your patron. Would you prefer the word protector, then?
Talk as you like. Use whatever words you wish. If you mean, did I have relations with him? No, I did not. He pestered me. He wanted me. But I don't sleep with every man who asks me.
I don't wish to embarrass you.
Oh, you do. That is your dearest wish. And tonight you will smoke your cigar with a smirk on your face, thinking of how you humiliated me. God protect me.
It's a pig. It's a complete pig.
I am to blame. I am to blame for it all. I drove them mad. Both of them. You would understand that. The pleasure of tormenting those in your power.
Yes, I did that. I am ashamed of that.
Those are matters for your conscience, not this court.
If the court is not interested in these matters, in justice, in honour and truth, then the court should be ashamed of itself.
Bravo, my darling. Oh, I love you.
Did you hear that, Miss Katia? I see you've got yourself a ringside seat and a nice lace hanky. Weep away. No one is paying any attention to you.
You must not insult the other witnesses, madam.
Oh, she's my sister. Yes, she is. Aren't you, dear one? She begged me to give her her man back, but he was not hers. He pitied her. I pity her. Do you hear? I pity you.
To move on, I have two questions. Can you repeat to the judge, to us all, what you said when Dmitri Fyodorovich was arrested?
No, I can't. I can't remember.
Ah. You shouted out, "Send us both to Siberia. We're both guilty of this crime." Did you say that?
It certainly sounds like an outburst I might make. Yes, I will admit to it if you like.
Clearly, then, at that moment, you believed him guilty of the murder. You felt some sense of responsibility, quite rightly, given your behaviour, and you cried out that you too wished to suffer the consequence of your sins.
Are you enjoying yourself, saying that to me?
You believed at that moment that he was guilty. You believed it then, and I venture to suggest that you believe it now.
No, I don't. I will not be crushed by you, Mr. Prosecutor. I cried out that we were as guilty as one another, my Mitya and I. He is mine for all the lace hankies in the world. Yes, we are guilty. As guilty as one another. Exactly. So that must mean, as I am innocent of this murder, that he also is innocent. That is what I said. That is what I meant.
Make way! Make way! I'm here at last. I couldn't find a comb, Your Honour.
You're ill. You're too ill to be here. Let me explain to the judge.
Who are you?
It's me, Alyosha.
No, you're an imposter. My brother's a monk.
I've left the monastery.
What is going on, please?
I'm here to give my evidence. If it so please your gracious majesty, I'm joking. Look, ask me anything. Ask me what you like. I can have a glass of water. If someone would give me a glass...
He's going to faint!
No, I'm not. I'm not going to faint. I'm going to tell the truth. I must tell you the truth. My evidence is important.
What is it you have to say, sir? Are you wasting the court's time?
He's ill, Your Honour.
Perhaps tomorrow, my...
No. No better today. My father was alive some weeks ago, and then he died. Smedjakov was alive yesterday. He's dead today. In fact, we'd better hurry. Who knows how long I have?
Do you have anything in particular to tell the court about the matter? The tragic murder of your dear father?
The tragic murder of...
Your Honour, you can see he doesn't know what he's saying. He hardly knows where he is.
I know where I am. I know who's on trial here. We are princes, my brothers and I. Princes. We are living in a fairy tale. Absolutely in a fairy tale. Once you understand that, everything's clear. There were three brothers who lived in a land in the grip of an evil king. Dmitri is the eldest brother, the bluff, impulsive one, brave, a fighter. Oh, but he's not the giant killer. In all the stories, it's the youngest son, the good boy who's kind to animals, whom everyone loves, who kills the monster and sets us all free. But Alyosha, he's innocent. He's not the hero of this story. I am. It's me.
What are you saying?
I have the money. I have the 3,000 rubles that were stolen from my father's room the night he was killed. Belya, take them.
You are saying this is the money? How did you come by it?
It was left to me by Smedjakov. He killed my father, and last night he killed himself.
We have heard this story before. Did he leave a note, a confession?
He left the money. It was a message to me. The envelope was addressed to me. Strange thing is, I can't find it. Alyosha, do you have the envelope? He was with me, Your Honour. He will verify every word I say, but all this is beside the point. It's nonsense.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's nonsense. Because, of course, it wasn't Smedyakov who killed my father. It was me. It was me! The middle prince, the clever one, the sly one, huh? Who's in love with a beautiful witch and has no honour. No honour, that's me. Smedyakov was an instrument, that's all. An instrument in my hands. I put him to work. Is there a man in the room who has not desired the death of his father, huh? I desired it. Oh, how I desired it.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
You are overwrought.
Look at them. Look at them enjoying all this. I like Nero. I love Nero. If the mob had one head, I went straight enough. I pretended I loved you, you rabble. I wrote such lovely words about you, about your essential goodness, about how one day noble men would lift you from the mire and you would be as gods. You're beasts! Nothing else, do you hear me?
This is madness!
I won't let you do this! I won't let you sacrifice yourself!
I confess before God that I killed my father!
Take this young man and arrest him. You had better do that.
Oh, thank you! Thank you from the bottom of my cancerous little heart!
Elskin, get your hands off him!
Hold that prisoner! Ivan!
What's happening? Why have they arrested Ivan? He's innocent. It's that thug that's the murderer.
Thug! I thought Dmitri was your husband. I thought your ladyship was vowed to him before God.
Don't you address me. Don't even speak
Katerina,
to me.
Katerina, I beg you, sit down. Sit down and be calm.
We can't allow this to happen. Help me, Alexei.
The judge will take no notice of what Ivan says. He's ill. Anyone can see he's ill. Please, Katya, you will make matters worse.
Ivan, I will save you. It's here in my pocket.
What?
The letter. The letter from Dmitri that proves he's guilty. I held it in my hand as I stood and lied for him earlier. I perjured myself for him. Now I will tell the truth. Prosecutor, whatever your name is.
Madam?
I must speak with you.
What is our little Tsarina up to now?
Your Honor, I must speak. I must be heard. Recall me to the witness box. I have the proof, the incontrovertible proof that Dmitri Fyodorovich is guilty of the murder of his father. I have it here in his own hand in black and white. A full confession!
Bitch!
In episode 4 of The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Dmitri Karamazov was played by Paul Hilton, Ivan, Nicholas Bolton, Alyosha, Karl Prekop, Katerina, Juliet Aubrey, Grushenka, Katie Kavanagh, and The Devil by Sam Dale. Lisa was Emma Noakes, Mrs. Koklakova, Rachel Atkins, Smyadjakov, Joseph Kloska, Grigori, Desmond McNamara, the judge, Ian Masters, the prosecutor, Philip Fox, and Fetchukovich by Mark Straker. The bystanders were Paul Richard Biggin and Saket Ahmed, and the spectators, Bethan Walker and Miranda Keeling. The Brothers Karamazov was dramatized for radio by Melissa Murray, original music by David Pickvance, and the directors were Mark Beebe and Colin Guthrie.
In a couple of minutes, the author Charles Frazier joins us for Open Book, after a word about an unusual company called Streetwise Opera. While it uses some professionals in its operatic productions, the majority of the people involved are homeless. But these are not community shows. The homeless performers follow a demanding rehearsal schedule. And BBC Radio 4 has been with the company as they prepare for their latest production.
What our groups have are life stories that you can't begin to comprehend how tough they've been. And when they have to act and sing, they bring their whole selves to that.
Streetwise, the opera, is on Friday morning at 11 o'clock.
BBC Radio 4, the news at...
I'm gonna